He chooses his dying words with great care, each syllable selected to inform. Breathing deeply, he gasps the precious air that ventilates his slowly dying form, to keep his decaying body still warm. Those final parting words are all that he has left to show he is still conscious, alive. Lying there on the hospital deathbed, knowing that he will surely not survive until when the evening's dusk arrives. Silent, they strain to catch his vital words. Each daughter tightly grips a fading hand. He, confusing consonants and verbs. They, worried, struggling still to understand the lexicon of deathbed thought, unplanned. The grips tighten as he strains to whisper his final mortal communication. Precious to him, these, his last words ever, are not wasted on pleas of salvation or on pointless pious incantation. Slowly, the words form in his dying frame. "It's in the box," is the whispered sound. They ask him to repeat, to say again. What is it? And please, where will it be found? The dosh? The cash? Title deeds? Wealth unfound? What box, and where is it carefully hid? Where does their waiting wealth, their booty lie? What accursed box with its unknown lid holds the unearned wealth of the family of the old man now about to die? He smiles his last, and then he dies in peace. He's led them a merry-go-round. Death for him now is a joyful release. Grandpa's fortune will be a battleground. The family will fight, squabble, hunt around, whilst he'll sleep peacefully, 6 feet underground.